Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Award-winning author, renowned speaker, PhD therapist, and mood adjuster extraordinaire, welcome to the Sandy Brewer Show.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sandy Brewer, and I am so delighted to be here with you today and every Thursday from 1 to 2 p.m. Pacific, 4 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time on the truly innovative Transformation Talk Radio Network and the equally fabulous stereo WBLQ 1230 Westerly, Rhode Island. When you have a chance, visit me at my website, sandybrewer.com, and while you're there, sign up for my inspirational thought for the week. It's easy, it's free, it's uplifting. Check it out. We have a great show for you today. During the first half of the show, we'll be talking to our special guest, Captain Ron Nielsen, about his personal experiences as a pilot and his revolutionary program for getting over the fear of flying. Really quickly, 3 weeks. You are just going to love this, and you'll want to stay tuned for it. And then during the latter part of our show today, I'll be taking your calls as usual and using my 35-plus years experience as a speaker and a counselor in private practice, as well as my skills as an intuitive, to get to the heart of whatever is happening in your life. Here at the Sandy Brewer Show, it's all about you, so I'd love to put those insights to work for you today. No question or subject is off limits. Give me a call, 800-930-2819, or you can go to transformationtalkradio.com and ask a question in the instant feedback box. Let's get to the heart of what matters in your life. And because life is about giving and receiving, we have a gift for you today. The first two callers or emailers with an on-air question will receive an autographed copy of my book, Pursuit of Light, An Extraordinary Journey. It's a compelling and inspirational memoir that's filled with empowering tools that can help change your life today. Pursuit of Light was an Amazon.com bestseller, and it's won 3 literary awards, including USA Best Book Award. We're very happy about that. And it's our thank you for giving us a call, 800-930-2819. With me today is my partner in all things extraordinary and wonderful, Mr. John Brewer. Hi, John.
Hi, that's me. Glad to be here today.
I'm glad you're here too, honey. And thanks. I'm really excited about today's show because our friend Captain Ron Nielsen is joining us. Captain Ron, as one of his early students dubbed him, was a pilot for over 40 years and spent 30 years as a commercial airline pilot and captain. As a professional pilot, he became an expert in human factors, which is the study of how to, quote, trap, unquote, aviation mistakes so that they don't become inconsequential and don't result in accidents. God bless you, Ron. We love that. So Ron has been also helping people overcome their fear of flying for over 26 years. He is sought out as an expert on aviation safety and the subject of overcoming fear of flying. He's been featured on countless shows, including The Today Show and NBC Nightly News and in USA Today and The Wall Street Journal. He's developed a revolutionary way of overcoming the fear of flying in just 3 weeks. You can find out all about it at Ron's website, fearlessflight.com. And it's my pleasure to welcome to the show the delightful and incredibly smart Captain Ron Nielsen. Hi, Ron.
Hey, I thought you were talking about somebody else there for a minute. Hey, Sandy, how are you? Hey, John, how are you? Too?
I'm great. You'll be fine. Just stay incredibly smart. You can't miss.
Oh, you're always too kind. I need to carry you around all the time to do my introductions. So, yeah.
Ron, you know, one of the things that we know that fear of flying, I can speak, fear of flying is both literal and metaphoric. But what people may not know is that while you became a commercial pilot for a major airline, you actually began as a fighter pilot in the Vietnam War. And so in some of the times that we've been together, you have just simply regaled us with some really outrageous stories, but also, even though you were really young, and we know that youth has within it a built-in invincibility perspective, there had to have been times when your gut just really wrenched with fear. So I've never talked to you about that, never asked you about that, but I sure am curious about it. Talk to me about that.
I got goosebumps when you said that because, you know, I don't want to get do too much soapboxing here, but, you know, I grew up with a father who had served in World War II on the ground in the Pacific and never was actually involved in any of the contact. And he was, mm-hmm. he was very, very grateful for that. But what I did is I grew up with all those World War II movies, in particular fighter pilot movies, and that's what inspired me. And so, you know, I was kind of one foot in front of the other, and I remember 5 years after going to the Air Force Academy and completing pilot training, I'm sitting in Travis Air Force Base, 2 o'clock in the morning, November 23rd, 1970, thinking, what in the heck have you gotten yourself into? And the next thing I knew, I was landing in Vietnam, and I totally remember that vividly. The first 3 weeks, by that time they were trying to Vietnamize the war, if you remember that in those days.
Mm-hmm.
And so they were actually, you know, moving towards a stand down position. We had extra pilots. And so it meant that I really didn't start to get checked out in country, for about 3 weeks. So I had a lot of spare time, and I'm telling you, never one to read many books per se, although I do a lot of audio books nowadays. I was putting away 1,000 pages a night. I was staying up all day sleeping all day and staying up all night. And years later, when I did a little bit of counseling, it was mm-hmm. obvious with fear of flying and all that's because you're a pilot and all that. I said, no.
No, right.
I know what it's like to be afraid. That's the truth of the matter. Yeah. And that was just a what fear. That was just some fear that was localized to being in Vietnam. But I grew up with fear. You know,
exactly. And then it had to get, because we have those originating things, and then you get put in a situation that in and of itself, justifies or credentializes fear and terror and panic. And then those two things come together. And the fact that any of us can come through that is really a stamina, a statement about the human spirit, but it's also about your personal spirit. Because even though when we're younger, we tend to think of invincibility, it doesn't mean when put in a sufficiently terrifying situation, we aren't aware of our vulnerability. And then somehow at whatever age we are, whether it's young or old, we have to find that depth of spirit or courage, or we're just stuck in it, so we have to face it to be able to go through it and stay intact. And you did that. And that's just something we had never talked about, but I knew that it was there because how could it not be? And yet you went through the whole thing. And what all of us need to remember is that every time we go through fear and face fear, not only do we ultimately get stronger and wiser, but it gives us so much more to give. And that's one of the things that triggered you into finding ways of safety, to becoming an expert in that, finding ways to help people with genuine fear, because the fear of flying is a singular type of terror, you know, and most of us have to go through flying anyway if we want to be able to get anywhere in today's world. So I applaud you for that. I think it's extraordinary, and you certainly showed or grew from your experience. You showed courage in the moment, but then you grew from your experience, Ron, and that's the big salute.
Well, thanks. And you know, I love the word through fear, because you don't go around it, you don't go over it, you literally do go through it. So, and I've grown, you know, as much as I idolize those World War II heroes that I would see in those movies and whatnot, my heroes today are people who do face their fears and go through them. So, you know, and of course, you know, we teach what we most need to learn, and so that's why I'm doing this. It's totally selfish. I'm just trying to get over my own. So,
well, you're doing a good job, and you keep learning more about it. You just have that much more to teach.
You do. I'll never run out of room. So,
it's a really good thing. How long did you end up spending as a fighter pilot?
I ended up leaving the Air Force after about 5.5 years and was going to go out into the private sector. And when I got out, it was very competitive initially, but about a year later it started opening up a little bit, and I saw that the airlines were hiring, and the temptation of the lifestyle and the relatively good salaries sucked me in, and so I went back into it. Always have done something on the side. I've done everything from being getting a Series 7 securities license to my real estate broker's license to a master's in counseling, and of course that's really where I've settled down. What I want to be when I grow up is what I'm doing right now. And I'm
how perfect,
so grateful for that.
Which means you have grown up. You know, we love that.
I think so. Yeah. You couldn't prove it by some of the people who know me really well, but I tell them that that's childlike, not childish.
You can prove it by me, Ron. We're going to come back with Ron. We're going to find out more of what he's doing in today's world. But now you have the background of where he comes from and some of the ingredients that helped him form the man that he raised himself to be. You're listening to The Sandy Brewer Show. Stay with us. You're going to love it. We'll be right back.
I invite you to come on into the reading room and pick up a book that you'll love. It's Sandy's award-winning memoir, Pursuit of Light, An Extraordinary Journey. You'll find this book hard to put down, as Sandy shares the gripping story of her journey from childhood trauma to the empowered woman she is today. And like so many others, you'll find it to be one of the most inspirational books you've ever read. You'll love that it's filled with practical tools and ideas you can use to bring greater light and joy into your life. Get your copy by placing your order today at sandybrewer.com.
Some talk networks broadcast whatever they want to, whether the vibration is high or low. Others tune in to the highest vibration possible to help people live life full out. These networks don't come along very often. But when they do, they remind us that we can achieve everything that is possible to help ourselves, to help others, and to help the planet.
I'm Sue London.
I'm Karen Hager.
I'm CJ Liu.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by.
These networks aren't concerned about sensationalizing bad news.
They hear something on the radio, and then all of a sudden, their whole day is ruined.
They aren't concerned about sensationalizing individuals' setbacks.
Powerful, inspiring.
They focus on an amazing, innovative broadcast network.
You can learn a lot.
That helps people rise up. That helps people become empowered.
Empowered Living Radio is where you can find it.
That helps people say yes to standing in the abundance and amazement that is their lives.
The urge to grow.
These networks remind us that everything is possible.
Let us inspire you.
That nothing is limited.
Epic social change.
That our lives are much more than anything our minds would hope us to believe.
Overcome those challenges in your life.
These networks help us rise and shine to the occasion of our lives.
True empowerment.
Transformation Talk Radio is one of these networks.
Transformative radio show that will change your life.
Won't you join us? Join us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
As anyone who has experienced cancer knows, it's a tough journey.
If your loved ones are dealing with cancer, please give yourself the gift of learning about the leading-edge information and support programs offered by Vital Options, a nonprofit cancer communications organization that provides extensive information to support patients and families to better understand treatment options as well as other issues that impact anyone touched by cancer. We urge you to take advantage of this valuable resource by going to vitaloptions.org.
And welcome back to the Sandy Brewer Show. I'm Dr. Sandy Brewer, and we have been talking to our friend, Captain Ron Nielsen. We've been visiting with him about his early history as a Vietnam fighter pilot and what kind of both terror and wisdom that ultimately gave him. And then, Ron, after you got done with all of that stuff, you went on to become a commercial pilot and captain. And, you know, I can't quite remember the literal old adage, but it's something like flying an airplane is 99% boredom and 1% pure terror. Did you ever get stuck in the pure terror part, Ron?
You know, only when I self-induced it. So I used to joke, people say, you know, that's a fearful flyer always wants to know, well, you have you had any close calls? And I said, well, only those I created myself. But I used to joke about it. You know, I would do hours and hours of boredom, as you said, and then you make a mistake and scare yourself. But no, it's unbelievably safe. In fact, that is one of the things that contributes to human factor errors, is when you get in a job that becomes so safe and so routine, mm-hmm. Largely due to technology and training. Now, when you have a problem, it's hard to stay vigilant, so that you've got that little bit of adrenaline that you need, like a high performance athlete. So that's more of the challenge, actually. That, you know, you look at the Asiana crash, for example. You know, here they are, they're coming in after an extended flight, probably a 10-hour flight or something like that, and now you've got to bring yourself back up to that level of engagement, and they weren't up to the task.
They missed that little edge there. Yeah. Literally, they missed that little edge.
Just to kind of close off the part that you asked me about being in Vietnam, you know, the thing that I find that I can really transfer to people who are afraid to fly, what really gets people finally in place to go through their fear of flying is they get to the point where they're literally sick and tired of being sick and tired. I remember the first 3 weeks in Vietnam, I was just petrified, and then finally you get worn down, and then finally one day you wake up and say, you know what, if this is my day, let it happen. I'm just going to go do whatever I would normally do. And so, you know, life, you know, the same brain that created the terror is the same brain that says, you know, I'm tired of all this crap, you know, let me out of here. So that's what oftentimes when people come in to see me. Now, it may manifest itself that their fiance is not going to hang around if they can't go to London with them, like happened to one of my recent fearful flyers. Mm-hmm. So that adds a little bit of motivation. But basically, you know, people finally get to the point where they say, you know what, I'm missing life. This is costing me too much.
Really? I know that was my experience, because as a much, much younger woman, I had this complete panic about flying. And it's when we first met, there was a simpatico between us, but I was also really interested in your expertise.
You didn't know me then either, right? You need to make sure the listeners know that you didn't know me then, so that would have been another reason to be afraid. So,
but I was already over the fear, so it was okay, Ron.
Good.
What I was so afraid of flying that when I first started speaking, I was living in Denver, and a friend of mine worked for a major airlines, and I started speaking a lot out in California. That was where I got my feet wet on speaking. And she literally would get on, because she could fly free, she would get on a plane, fly from Denver out to wherever I was speaking in California with me, and take the turnaround flight back. And then when I was done with my work, she would come back to California and fly me back to Denver, because I knew she wasn't going to die. You know, that's nice. How wrapped up I was in that fear of flying. And how I actually got over it was exactly how you said. There was a time when I was on a, the first time she got bumped, and I had to fly by myself from Vegas to LA, and I sat next to a man who asked me what I did, and I just I never talk in three words or less, but in three words or less, explained to him what I did, and then he said I could really use talking to somebody like you. And I said, I don't talk I don't work on planes. And I said, I'll talk to you when we land. But when we landed, as a speaker, there's always a group there, and there wasn't the opportunity. And I thought about that later, and I thought, is that the way I want to live my life? To say I'm going to say no to somebody for help because I'm just too damn scared to give them a hand because of some arbitrary and not very logical fear. So what is it that caught your attention on wanting to help those of us who have had periods of our lives when we got stuck in this kind of fear?
Well, it was totally serendipitous. I had gone to work for an airline in Phoenix, America West Airlines, and a good friend of mine I had met at a previous airline, and he was the employee assistance director. He came to me one day and he said, hey, I got one of the psychologists to whom we refer clients said he's going to start a fear flying program, and he's looking for a pilot to help him out. And would you be interested? Yeah. So I said, okay. And I remember the first night, it was a 2-hour session, and I was just in there. I had no idea what to do. I didn't have any grasp for people, the level of fear that I was just about to encounter there. And I just answered questions. I didn't ever fancy myself a public speaker or anything as well, but I just had a blast. And it was so compelling to see just how deeply these people were troubled by it. And that was it. I was hooked. And that was 26 years ago. 26 years ago this month, actually.
Wow, that's amazing. Because it is that place in you where you have a compassionate heart, a good, strong, caring heart, that when you saw that fear, you knew that fear from your own experience, that it just clicked for you to contribute there. So that's great. Tell us more about your program of Fearless Flight.
Well, I've had a tool for years. It's an audio CD called the Fearless Flight Harmonizer. And I got the idea after meeting Jack Canfield and looking at a product that he had. And I thought, wow, that could possibly work with people because, as you can well imagine, people can go to therapists and they can gain insights that I call that the top-down approach, and that's traditionally what we use in therapy a lot. We may use a little of the bottom-up stuff, the breathing, the visualization, and those kinds of things that actually work more on the limbic system, which is where the source of the problem for phobias and fear of flying. And so I had this thing, I've been looking for years to somehow, grab onto some sort of technology that would help people, because when people leave the therapist office and they get on an airplane, they can be expert visualizers and breathing technique people and all that, but you put them in that environment with an airplane and the sensory overload, the number of stimuli that people encounter, it just drives them right through the threshold of their panic, and then they can't get back. And so that's the problem. So I said, okay, we got to get something to keep them lower than that. So the audio flight harmonizer did a great job for most people. And then in this last 10 years, I've been on this quest. I can't get enough about the brain and learning about the brain and looking at how this process works. I met a fellow, again, serendipitously, and he left where he was working, and we hooked up in I think December of last year. Started talking, and he shared with me, he said, hey, some of those ideas that you had, I think we could employ. And so we ended up using some off-the-shelf biofeedback technology, and he wrote me some special sauce, a really neat algorithm of software that people now, all they have to do is use a galvanic skin sensor, and you probably know that, Sandy. It's just a little thing with a little elastic band you put across the palm of your hand. Everybody sweats when they get nervous, And so what it does is it picks up on the arousal in your body based on the conductivity of that, goes to a simple display on your computer, your laptop, because I want it to be portable, and people can now self-direct their own recovery. So you can look at the display, you can tell when you're moving away from relaxation or towards it. And I've had people, including, I mentioned him, alluded to him earlier, my friend Gordon, and he had 30 days when he came to class. He says, oh, I'm in trouble. My girlfriend, my fiance, says she's not going to put up with this if I can't go on this dream vacation she's planned to London. And so I said, okay, well, let's give it a whirl. He started doing that religiously 2 weeks, did a little practice flight to Vegas and back, found that he could do it, got on the airplane, went all the way to London, 10 flights in 19 days, and the thing is, what I like to be really clear with people, you don't just go from 60 to zero on this fear flying thing. What you do is you learn to manage your anxiety to keep it at a lower level so that now when it starts to amp up, you got some skills and you can do an intervention on yourself. And that's how he described it. He found himself, even without the software hooked up, he found himself visualizing the display and putting himself back into a relaxed state, including, listen to this, he was only supposed to have 9 flights in 19 days. His last flight was from Charlotte to Phoenix, the last leg. They took off 20 minutes into the flight. He heard a pop and a bang on the left side of the airplane. And he's describing this over the phone, and I said, was it like a muffled explosion? He said, yeah. How'd you know? I said, well, that happens. And it was a compressor stall. And the next thing he knew is they're in a left turn. The captain comes on the radio and says, folks, we're going to have to go back and land. One of our engines is not producing the way we want. So he actually had an air turn back, landed with all the fire trucks, and he said, Ron, if it had been any other time in my life, I would never have gotten back on that airplane.
This is really how strong it is when we create an intervention for that neural net, that limbic system, which goes right to the midbrain, which is all about survival. And then we deal with the mechanics of that. We are going to ask you if you can stay with us for a few extra minutes, Ron, because we have to take a break, but we want to get into more details. And it's very, very informative and wonderful. You're listening to The Sandy Brewer Show. We're going to be right back with Captain Ron Nielsen.
If you are looking for a book that will inspire you, one that will help you smooth out those bumps in the road of your life, one that will give you practical tools for meeting everyday life challenges, then you'll want to get your own copy of Sandy Brewer's award-winning memoir, Pursuit of Light. It is so compelling, you won't want to put it down. Order today and get a free gift of her audio series, 6 Steps to Mastering the Art of Healing, by placing your order today at sandybrewer.com.
Some talk networks broadcast whatever they want to, whether the vibration is high or low. Others tune in to the highest vibration possible to help people live life full out. These networks don't come along very often. But when they do, they remind us that we can achieve everything that is possible to help ourselves, to help others, and to help the planet.
I'm Sue London.
I'm Karen Hager.
I'm CJ Liu.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. These networks aren't concerned about sensationalizing bad news.
They hear something on the radio, and all of a sudden, their whole day is ruined.
They aren't concerned about sensationalizing individuals' setbacks.
Powerful, inspiring.
They focus on an amazing, innovative broadcast network.
You can learn a lot.
That helps people rise up. That helps people become empowered.
Empowered Living Radios, where you can find it.
That helps people say yes to standing in the abundance and amazement that is their lives.
The urge to grow.
These networks remind us that everything is possible.
Let us inspire you.
That nothing is limited.
Epic social change.
That our lives are much more than anything our minds would hope us to believe.
Overcome those challenges in your life.
These networks help us rise and shine
to the occasion of our lives.
True empowerment.
Transformation Talk Radio is one of these networks.
Transformative radio show that will change your life.
Won't you join us? Join us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Would you welcome an inspiring, positive, and uplifting message coming to you each week? Messages that will energize and support you as you go about your day? I do, and I hope you will too. Act today and bring a smile to your face and a lift in your step as you receive your free inspirational thought for the week. Simply ask for them by going to sandybrewer.com. Hey, and while you're there, learn more about Sandy's award-winning memoir, Pursuit of Light. Be inspired and pass it on as you get your free thought for the week at sandybrewer.com.
What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Stand a little taller. Doesn't mean I'm lonely when I'm alone. What doesn't kill you makes you fighter. Footsteps even lighter. Doesn't mean I'm over, cause you're gone.
Hi, and welcome back to the Sandy Brewer Show. I'm Dr. Sandy Brewer, and we're on the air today with our special guest, Captain Ron Nielsen, and we've been talking about his innovative work with and extended work with learning how to move into fearless flight. And there's a new product that they're coming out with, a new program, a fearless flight harmonizer, which sounds fantastic. So Ron, let's get to the pragmatics. How much does it cost and how can they get a copy of it?
It's $2.99, and if you go to the website
$2.99?
Yeah, $2. It's a bargain. It's actually $299. But
really,
but
was that the best you could do?
Yeah, that's the best I could do. And what it does is it includes, because here's another part of the problem with people, is if you're afraid to fly, when you're not flying or thinking about it, you don't want to be anywhere near the subject. And that's the problem, is because the time to do the work is when you have that downtime. And we didn't have anything to really work on or work with. And so with this, now people have got something that they can self-direct, and it's deliberate mm-hmm. practice. We coach them on what to do. They'll have a online support community website. We have a dashboard where they can go up and get all the new versions that come out. We have numerous applications that are coming, in addition to the ones we have now. But when they go to the website, about the next 3 weeks or so, they'll just have to go to Captain Ron, CAPTRON at fearlessflight.com, and just put in the subject line, "Show me your tools." And that's the way that we can hook them up with that. But it's exciting. When I started this about 3 months ago, I had no idea that we were going to end up with this. And I just happened upon a brilliant, software developer and consultant who had years and years of experience with this whole idea of using technology to provide feedback to people. And he's just a wonderful spirit himself, really passionate about helping people learn and overcome their fear as I did. So it was literally a match made in heaven, and we put this thing together. So it's $2.99, but that does include 3 months of the membership, and we want to stress that, because it's the support that people need to get past this. You know, we don't want to leave anybody hanging, and that's what always distinguished me. You know how valuable it is.
Right.
You know, when people leave your office, that's where the work begins, and you want them to feel comfortable and safe accessing you and keeping on track. And that's what's really important about this program.
And you know, for $299, this, you include so much in this package as you're talking about, and it is so valuable. If you have been stymied or held back by your fear, which is not your fault and not something that you volunteer for, but that's autonomic or automatic in your nervous system response pattern, to be able to create an intervention that that works, that's permanent, for such a small price is so worth the price of admission. So don't forget, you go to Captain Ron at fearlessflight.com. That's CAPTRON at fearlessflight.com. And you can get all the information. I'm really excited about that. You know, Ron, before you leave, we leave you today, is there like one specific thought, just, you know, boiled down to one sentence or so, hey, you want to make sure you leave our listeners with today?
You bet. I like to, I'm a defender of airplanes. You know, the airplane, when it takes you from point A to point B, it did its job. If it was a little bumpy along the way, please don't blame that poor airplane. It was doing the best it could. And it just, I just say that because fear of flying has nothing to do with airplanes, nothing to do with flying. It's all about the quality and the content of our thinking, which is totally a function of the brain. And that's why you've got to go at the problem of fear of flying. I love talking airplanes. You know that, Sandy and John, both. You know, I love talking airplanes. And I will always answer people's questions. But the solution is not going to be more on the answering the questions about airplanes. It's going to be on how do I change my brain to rewire it so that I can change the quality and the content of my thinking. So,
and you know, yeah, what we always talk about on the Sandy Brewer Show is that the brain will change if we just put in the right information, that the brain will reformat, it will reconnect. And so it doesn't matter where we've been, it matters on what our intention is for today, because then we can change our reality both today and in the future. And Ron also has for us a free download about getting through turbulence and a few other things when you're in flight. You can go to our website and get that download. It's 6, 7, 8 pages of really good, solid, comforting information. You're going to want to take advantage of that. And Ron, I am so glad that we were able to take advantage of you today and learn with you, from you, and just inform more about another aspect of fear. And when we conquer fear anywhere, it gives us an opportunity to conquer fear everywhere. So thank you so much, my friend. We really loved having you on the show today.
Oh, thank you, Sandy, and you have a great day.
You too.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
What a great opportunity to share with Ron and his sharing with us. It's remarkable. And to get that download, they would go to the links tab on the Sandy Brewer Show page, and they'll find a little description of Ron there and the link where they can download that thing on turbulence. And anyway, I read it quickly earlier today, and I found it to be very informative.
It was good, huh?
It was very good, yeah.
Look at it later today. So, you know what we were saying with Ron, that it almost doesn't matter what the subject is. We need to address, we need to enter fear through our own personal issue, you know, whatever we're kind of attached to is a fear issue. But what we know, and what Ron knows certainly, is that if we stay attached to the fear, that fear is going to control and inform us or influence us all of our lives. And that's an unfortunate thing.
It truly is. I know one of my greatest fears was a fear of making a mistake. And what that does is it causes paralysis from the standpoint that you don't make a decision, or you make a decision to not decide.
Or you just always find a way to shoot yourself in the foot, you know.
Yeah. Which is very uncomfortable.
It is.
A pretty sight whatsoever.
And I know that's a fear that we all deal with. It's in some way, in some form, this fear that we're going to make a mistake, we're going to do it wrong, that somehow, some way, there's going to be a negative result, and that's going to create a problem for us. But we have to learn to reframe are the way we're identifying ourselves and what we want for our lives. If we hold on to the fear, as we said, it's going to be the controller in our life. If we release the fear, if we just say that's just fear, but it doesn't hold truth. It may hold some chemistry and it may hold some neurology, but it doesn't hold truth. We have to decide whether that's the truth for us or not.
Absolutely. I know the other several programs ago I talked about my brother committing suicide, and it wasn't until 40 years later, just before my mother died, that I realized how much fear had ruled her life, especially revolving around my brother, her son, because she had the fear that she did something wrong, and that fear haunted her whole life. And had she been able to be free of that, she would have lived a higher quality of life and been much happier in what she was doing. I mean, she was a sweet lady. It wasn't her fault what happened to him as he was growing up. It was just a matter of chemistry with his body that he tried to escape, and he took his own way to do it. But she was not responsible for that. So the fear was... had no basis whatsoever.
That's a really powerful story, and it's one I'd like to go into and share, because it's so tangibly powerful, and we're going to do that as soon as we return. You're listening to The Sandy Brewer Show. We will be right back. Stay with us. You're going to love this story.
I invite you to come on into the reading room and pick up a book that you'll love. It's Sandy's award-winning memoir, Pursuit of Light, An Extraordinary Journey. You'll find this book hard to put down, as Sandy shares the gripping story of her journey from childhood trauma to the empowered woman she is today. And like so many others, you'll find it to be one of the most inspirational books you've ever read. You'll love that it's filled with practical tools and ideas you can use to bring greater light and joy into your life. Get your copy by placing your order today at sandybrewer.com.
Some talk networks broadcast whatever they want to, whether the vibration is high or low. Others tune in to the highest vibration possible to help people live life full out. These networks don't come along very often. But when they do, they remind us that we can achieve everything that is possible. To help ourselves, to help others, and to help the planet.
I'm Sue London.
I'm Karen Hager.
I'm CJ Liu.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. These networks aren't concerned about sensationalizing bad news.
They hear something on the radio, and then all of a sudden, their whole day is ruined.
They aren't concerned about sensationalizing individuals' setbacks.
Powerful, inspiring.
They focus on an amazing, innovative broadcast network.
You can learn a lot.
That helps people rise up. That helps people become empowered.
Empowered Living Radio is where you can find it.
That helps people say yes to standing in the abundance and amazement that is their lives.
The urge to grow.
These networks remind us that everything is possible.
Let us inspire you.
That nothing is limited.
Epic social change.
That our lives are much more than anything our minds would hope us to believe.
Overcome those challenges in your life.
These networks help us rise and shine to the occasion of our lives.
True empowerment.
Transformation. Talk radio is one of these networks.
Transformative radio show that will change your life.
Won't you join us? Join us on transformationtalkradio.com.
Tune in to The Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of call-in talk radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there, done-that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for The Sandy Brewer Show.
Hi, and welcome back to the Sandy Brewer Show. We're glad that you're with us. We've been talking the last few minutes about fear. Actually, the whole show, we've been talking a little bit about fear and how if we don't let it go, it'll control our lives and how impactful it is. And John, right before the break, was talking about how fear had controlled his mom, who was actually a very sweet lady, but had controlled her so much because one of the difficult scenarios in her life was when her oldest son committed suicide and how she always held herself accountable for that. But I wanted to tell a story about the very end of her life because it gives us all an example of how very concrete the effect of fear is in us. The night that Dottie went into what was presumed to be her last night on this earth, the hospital, we were living back east, and the hospital called from Denver and said, your mom has already, her body's already shut down, her feet have already turned colors, there's no way she's going to make it through the night, don't worry about trying to race out here, because you can't make it on time. Well, we couldn't get a flight till the next morning anyway, but we got the first one that was possible, and we did race out there, but didn't expect to see her alive, except I had the feeling she was still here. And when we got to the hospital, what she said to me was, it scared me to death. And I wanted to, but did not say, I wanted to say, no, Dottie, it scared you back to life. Because that fear of letting go, of having to face the recriminations and the accusations and the guilt that she thought she would be faced with when she died, that all of these people, her son would be there to accuse her, that great fear literally breathed life back into her body. And so we spent a whole day talking about a different point of view, because during her life, she would never let me come near the subject with her. It was just like she had shut it off. She didn't want to go there. And of course, she had the right to do that. So I never forced her or pushed her. But on that last full day of her life, she let us talk to her about it and talk to her about a different point of view and how Ed was the name of, is John's brother, how Ed was going to be there to greet her, that he did not hold her hostage to his troubles and what they were, how she would be loved and celebrated, how she was going to be lifted over the veil of this life into another experience of life, how all of that was going to be fulfilled for her with this ability for kindness and with this ability for love. And that's the great, great, great news. So that's how she learned, and that's how she died peacefully, because when she closed her eyes, she was at peace, and she just kept falling deeper and deeper to sleep. And at the end, fear no longer held her. We have a caller on the phone, and from Phoenix, Arizona. Hi.
Hey, my name is John. I'm calling from Phoenix. How are you folks doing today?
We're doing great. How are you, John?
Well, I'm doing great. I have a question for the captain there. Recently, I believe it was Southwest Airlines over in New York at LaGuardia Airport. They seem to have, I'm going to call it a landing incident. And nobody was hurt. There were no injuries or very few minor injuries. It's all over the Internet. The media's picked it up. Does this cause these kinds of incidences create a little anxiety in me as a fearful flyer? But it's hard to beat on the industry or the airline or the pilot or whomever, because really and truly nobody was hurt. There didn't seem to be much damage. Does anybody have any comment on that kind of an incident with Southwest? It seems fairly rare.
Well, it is fairly rare, and I'm so sorry Ron isn't on the line with us right now. I can give you my input, but then also you can go to Captain Ron at fearlessflight.com, and actually you'll be able to connect with him and ask him the question directly, and he is a great guy, so he will go out of his way to answer you. But I think any time we have something that, even if it doesn't manifest in a great catastrophe, it alarms us greatly. The body records that as a trauma, as though it were completely manifested. So it just connects. And then what Ron was talking about, this is in the limbic system, my language for that, it's in our nervous system, and the brain connects it to our nervous system, and then the brain is always cross-referencing and imprinting into the nervous system, so that you're already a little tense about flying. Something happened. It just didn't result in a catastrophe, but our non-linear mind says, well, it could have, and that gets us into that automatic fear place, that panic place, because it is registered in the midbrain, which is a primitive part of the brain, is all about survival. And that's why we need to use tools that transcend logic and actually transcend emotion, because this doesn't become a psychological problem, but a neurological problem. I would love to see you be able to connect with Ron and let him give you his expertise as a pilot with more than 40 years experience, and his calmness, and he will have more specific data just as far as what probably happened with the plane, which might actually help you relax if you can know, oh, this probably happened and that probably happened, and that's not really as dangerous as my body felt it was. So
that's a very, very good idea. I'll hunt down Captain Ron's website and see what he's doing in the matter.
If you have any problem connecting with him, just go to our website, leave us a message. We'll make sure you get his number, okay?
Very good. Thank you very much. I'll hunt
down
your website.
John, it was a great question. I appreciate you participating in our show. Bye-bye.
Super good. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Wow. It's been an interesting show, John. What do you think?
Well, it has been interesting. We have so many more things to talk about in so little time.
No. We'll just make sure that we wrapped up the story of your mom, who was a really good lady. And I wanted to, like this gentleman, just this caller on a less serious note, but this caller, how once we get fear implanted in our heads, that it just keeps making us more and more reactive, and it's not our fault. It wasn't Dottie's fault. It's not your fault if you have a fear, but we want to approach the resolution of the fear from more than one angle. We want to understand it psychologically. We want to understand it and release it neurologically, and we want to embrace the wisdom of it spiritually. This has been a good show. We're grateful to Ron Nielsen for joining us.
Thank you all for joining us today, and a special thanks to our friend Captain Ron Nielsen for being our guest. You can learn more about him and get his free gift by going to the links tab at sandybrewershow.com. We're so glad you joined in the conversation today on the Sandy Brewer Show. We're here to take your calls and emails. No question is off limits for Sandy to get to the heart of what matters in your life. We're on the air every Thursday from 1 to 2 p.m. Pacific, 4 to 5 Eastern, and on the web at Transformation Talk Radio, 12:30 a.m. WBLQ in Westerly, Rhode Island. Take advantage today of our Red Hot Summer Special, where you can get your copy of Sandy's compelling memoir, Pursuit of Light. It's a special summer sale. Price is $9.97. Simply go to sandybrewer.com, click on the tab for the book, place your order, and enter in the discount code SUMMER, and get a free gift, too. Thanks, Brent, for being a great engineer, and may you all have a fantastic week.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour. Transformation Talk Radio showcases a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, education, and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Our hosts bring together some of the planet's most preeminent and visionary change makers, best-selling authors, motivational speakers, leading-edge scientists and futurists, environmentalists and educators, world-renowned spiritual leaders, inventors, filmmakers, artists, mystics, and healers that are stimulating and supporting individual and collective growth. Get ready to create positive cultural shifts on Transformation Talk Radio. Join us in making a meaningful difference in the world. TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think that Dr. Pat shows the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we've just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
Stimulating talk
gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time.
The number one.
Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new perspective.
paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, transformationtalkradio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.